Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
It's Mike Shope and the Bulldog.
Uh-oh. Guess what day it is? Guess what day it is? Huh? Anybody?
Monday, Tuesday, hump day is halfway.
It's Mike Shope.
Mike. What day is it, Mike?
And the Bulldog.
Hey, guess what day it is? Oh, come on, I know you can hear me.
It's Mike Shope and the Bulldog.
Guess what today is?
It's hump day.
Woo-hoo!
On WGR.
Hump day!
Sports Radio 550.
Hi, everybody. Welcome. I'm Mike Shope. Bulldog is off this week. Sal Capaccio is here in Bulldog's chair. Sal said to me like 10 minutes ago, he said, let me know when there's a quiet moment today, because I have a question for you that's off topic, and you're the guy for this question. And I'm thinking to myself, Sal, I mean, it is July 11th.
Let's go, right? Just let's go now.
Don't hesitate, all baby. Right.
Where is that mouse?
Okay, so yeah, whenever you want to ask that question,
because
just
you,
do it.
You live on Grand Island, correct?
That's right. Proudly.
I have to admit, I'm going to get a lot of flack for this. I'm still very confused on how cashless tolls work.
Oh.
Because I do know that you have Easy Pass, and I have an Easy Pass. I think beyond that is what I get confused about.
What do you do if you don't have Easy Pass?
What about people from out of state? What about people from Ontario? Do they literally send a bill to your home for $1? I mean, I don't understand how this works.
I think maybe like a period of time, maybe a month will go by. And then they'll send you a bill, yes. I accidentally took the toll road to Toronto or out of Toronto once. What is it, 405?
My wife did 407. The same, or we did the same thing once and got a bill.
You get a bill. And that's in a different country.
But
that's what I think happens.
There are states, I think, that there is not a required license plate on the front of the car.
But the back.
So do they take a picture of... I'm more interested in the process and how we get from, I went through this at 50 miles an hour, and suddenly there's a bill in my mailbox. Like, I'm interested in the process.
Well, do you accept, first off, that there is one?
You're not sure you want to? I don't think it's reliable. I'm questioning the reliability of it.
Are you?
Yes.
I'm pretty sure what happens is they have the address of everybody's, every vehicle that's, whether it's the owner of the vehicle or what.
In the country.
They would have the address of everybody's car.
Okay.
Every car has an address, I guess, right? To be registered, insurance, license. So after a period of time, maybe it's a month. I'm just guessing that. I mean, the Easy Pass statement comes every month.
Okay, so
you get a bill.
So this is part of the reason I'm confused. So I have an Easy Pass. However, the Easy Pass I have, the little box that they attach to your windshield, has come off. So when I go through an Easy Pass, when I go like exit 50 and I'm going east, I have to take it and actually hold it up as I go through the Easy Pass toll booth.
You might not have to like really hold it up.
Well, but I have
but
to
you
like,
do.
Make sure.
But I do the same thing.
Okay, so here's my question on the cashless tolls on Grand Island.
Yeah.
Do I need to do that or am I fine because I simply have a license plate? Will the in
No, you want it on your account.
Okay, because if I don't do that, are they just going to attach and say, oh, that belongs to Sal Capaccio. He has an Easy Pass, so they just charge that?
No.
Or now do I get an actual bill?
I don't know, but I bet they don't do that. Say the Easy Pass thing was not in your car.
Right.
I feel like what probably would happen is you would get the bill as if you didn't have Easy Pass, not that they would put the... Because then you don't need the tag anymore. So I think you need the tag. I think you need the white tag to get the money charged on your Easy Pass, and for island residents, it's less. Like for you, it's a buck or something, right?
Yeah, it's 95 cents, I think.
And for me, I think it's 8 cents.
Oh, okay.
Something like that.
I was curious
about
that, too.
Eight or 13.
Yes, the last 2 days, I had to take the Grand Island Bridge to go to Lewiston Isn't it
great?
Tournament.
Isn't it great? Don't you love it?
It's so much easier that you don't have the stop and go with tolls. But yesterday I went up to Niagara Falls Country Club. And on Monday, I did not take my Easy Pass out and flash it. But yesterday, I did.
Well, I don't know exactly how close it has to be, and you're not going to be able to tell if it read it driving under that thing. It's not like when you had to slow down and you show it and you see the green light. It's not going to be like, you're not going to know. So I don't know if it will just know if it's anywhere in the car. I'm thinking maybe I don't have any idea on this technology. Probably not. Like, I always hold it up right up to the windshield, and then I feel kind of dumb about it because it probably didn't need to be that exact.
And then I think people are looking at me going, you're an idiot.
I probably I don't want it buried under, you know, paper or anything. Like, I want to hold it. I want to have it in my hand so that it can be noticed.
I'm just, for some reason, I'm fascinated by the cashless toll and how it's all working.
Yeah.
I'm interested in the process. I'm interested in the people who have it versus don't have it.
Get it. Definitely get it.
It works for me. I'm glad I have it. It helps me through other toll booths. That's for sure.
Okay. Peter is calling in on the Easy Pass question, I think.
Thank
Hello,
you, Peter.
Hey, I don't know about it, whether or not it attaches to your license plate or not, but to reattach it to your windshield, go get the 3M heavy duty Velcro from Walmart, because that's what I did for mine and my wife's, because our tape came off too. Just the same.
Yeah, that's right. All right, thank you, Peter. Any Bills questions for sale? No. Okay.
Apparently not.
Apparently not. I have a Bills question for you. Is that off topic now? Are the Bills off topic now?
I think
we started with Easy Pass.
They're quite on topic for what's going on, but
McCoy,
since you do live on the island,
thank you.
You do have to. You do pay like we all do. Just that it's 8 cents. It's not like. You don't have any special to live there. You pay a certain rate every month, and you can just drive over the bridge whenever you want, right?
I don't have any sort of unlimited island pass.
So everybody who lives on the island gets charged every time you cross the bridge, but that's 8 cents each way.
As far as I know, yes, and I don't know if it's exactly 8 or 9 or 13
but it's something
or
something like that.
Yeah, I've always thought it was 8 cents. This was a thing that I brought up a lot when I was on my 10-year speed suspension. Because I was paying a dollar to go over the bridge every time when I should have been paying 8 cents or whatever. But I was on a 10-year.
What is a 10-year what?
I was on a 10-year speed suspension.
I have no.
I got a 10-year speed suspension for going too fast through Easy Pass. So what they did was, this is like, here comes this story again for anybody who's heard it. I got a lot of mileage out of this story. No pun intended. So maybe like 2001 or 2002. I had gone when there were tolls across, like near the Peace Bridge.
Okay. Yep. I remember that on the 190. I always tell my wife, hey, there used to be a toll here.
Yeah.
It's pretty interesting.
And I would go through those and sometimes too fast, like north of 20 miles per hour and the speed limit was 5.
Okay.
Right? So they sent me a warning. Don't do that. And like, I didn't open my mail because I was a bachelor and I really still don't, but. I was just too lazy to open my mail.
But they didn't have Easy Pass at the time, did they?
They did, yeah.
Oh, I didn't know that. Okay.
Yeah, so I was just too lazy to open my mail, and I thought anything from Easy Pass was just a receipt. So what? It's just going to automatically replenish, and so what?
Okay.
So then I did it a second time and unknowingly got a second warning, and then a third time and unknowingly got a third warning, and then a fourth time, and one time I opened my mail, and it was the fourth time, and it said, you were on... speed suspension for 10 years.
Wow.
Doesn't work any. Maybe I opened it only after it didn't work for me once, probably.
Yeah, and said, what is this all about? Why doesn't it work?
Yeah, so then I opened my mail, and it was, it's not going to work.
You still see the toll plaza, by the way, right there, on that section of the 190.
Off
that would
toward the water?
Yeah, you still see that little plaza, and then there's that little office building, too, on the left. And then I think at one time, well before Easy Pass, it was one of those kinds where you just threw the money into the bucket.
Yeah.
Right?
Oh.
The game was always to make sure you got it in.
You
got to
get it in.
Yeah.
I remember we went to Sabre games from the island, and I would go with my friend Todd, whose mother one time missed the bucket, and she got out. I would get out. I'm the kind of person who gets out and picks up the. It's embarrassing. You hate yourself, but you do it rather than just drive off. And Todd's mother, I remember her getting out of the car, So like she couldn't reach it just by opening the door. So she had to get out of the car and pick up the whatever, 25 cents, 50 cents, and then throw it in the bucket.
Mm-hmm.
So the speed suspension takes effect and it's 10 years. And then my wife and I moved. We got married and moved to the island, bought a house there. So now I'm at a point, I'd lived in West Seneca previous to that. So now I'm at a point where I can get a cheaper rate going over the bridge because I live there.
Mm-hmm.
But I'm on speed suspension and I just refused. Again, too lazy. Too lazy. The guy who's too lazy to open his mail is way too lazy to go to the Easy Pass office.
No doubt about that.
Even though it was on the island.
And you would have saved a lot of money.
Yeah.
Overall.
Sure.
No doubt about it.
Instead of paying a dollar every day or more, I would pay 8 cents every day or more or whatever.
Twice.
8%. Yeah, well, you only pay one way, but right.
Okay.
So I'm telling people this story, 2005, 2006. The speed suspension is up in 2013. And it's, you know, 2005, 2006, I'm telling this story. The story always got laughs. Story always got a good reaction. And I love a story. There's a lot of value to me in a story that gets a good reaction.
Well, on the one that had the bucket, anytime we had one that had a bucket, I would be in the back. I remember being in the back seat with my father and saying, can you slow down so I can
you
throw
it
in the
bucket? You want to be able to do it. I'm sure I did the same thing.
Throw it in the bucket.
So, you know, 2006, 2007, you know, you tell people about you're being on speed suspension, and somebody, I don't remember who it was, but somebody knew that if you just write a letter to Easy Pass apologizing for going too fast, they will cancel your suspension. They'll give you an Easy Pass. I'm like, oh, well, that's dumb. And the person said, whoever it was, like the person said, well, what's dumb about it? Like, you get your Easy Pass back and you pay 8 cents a day instead of a dollar. Like, no, I won't. I'm not sorry.
Man.
So then, and I also, what I really meant by I'm not sorry is I love having this, like, there's nothing dangerous about me. But I'm on a 10-year speed suspension. So how cool is that? I am cool for one thing.
A pickup line at bars, by
sure.
the way? Do you know that I'm on speed suspension?
I probably
I'm
used
totally
it a lot.
Cool and dangerous. I want you all to know that.
And did you hear the part where I said I got married in the
yeah,
middle of
see?
It? So, like, yeah, that's probably why. That probably worked for me. So who cares about a buck? I'll just pay the buck and I'll have the story.
Mike walks into the bar. There's a couple of ladies sitting down. Hey, that's the guy with the speed
that's
suspension.
That's right. I am going to get a T-shirt now that says on speed suspension until 2013.
You should.
I might have to just rip it a little bit. So my wife eventually is like, you were such an idiot. Just go in there. I'll go with you, whatever. Just write the dumb letter. It can be two sentences. Just write the dumb letter and get on with it. Enough. You're married now. Doesn't matter if you have the story. Just like there's no good reason for you to not do that. And I said, all right, I guess you're right. So I hated it. What I wrote was, I am sorry for going too fast on the Easy Pass. Whatever. Just that was it. Like a
sounds
fifth
like
grader.
Something in second grade.
I might have written it
on
a chalkboard. They should have a chalkboard in there.
You should
have
had to write it like 20 times.
Right. I will not go too fast. So I wrote a loose leaf paper, a pencil, whatever. I just wrote that. And they're like, okay, thanks. Great.
Wouldn't it be
You're
great to have that to get out of all of our tickets?
Just write
a letter and say, I'm sorry I was going 80 in the 35.
That doesn't work? I mean, are you saying that that's not good enough?
It doesn't work, no.
Don't you go to court and like, I'm really sorry.
Yeah.
And do they give you a lesser punishment? Wouldn't they do that?
I don't know.
Some crimes
works.
I feel like they would say, I don't care if you're sorry. This is too heinous a crime.
Right.
It doesn't matter to me, the judge, that you're sorry. What about going 15 miles over the speed limit? Like, are they going to maybe accept your apology and just give you some, you know, they'll give you a citation or a parking ticket instead of just like the full fine?
I think it depends on the judge and what's going on.
Doesn't everybody have that story?
Maybe.
All right. Here's Bill. He wants to say something. Hi, Bill.
Hi, guys. How you doing?
Good, thank you.
Sal, I think I'm going to enlighten your toll world because I actually work for the Mass Department of Transportation in Massachusetts. And basically, everything comes down to your license plate one way or the other. If you have, I don't know if it works the same way in New York, it probably does. If you have the transponder, then you pay a lower rate. If you have the pay-by-plate, you pay the full toll. Sometimes there's a service fee attached to it as well.
All right, so you'd save a little bit of money just
so
for having
So I think that's
Easy
why in my Easy Pass account, when I looked today, because this was bothering me, it showed up as 95 cents when it's normally a dollar.
Correct.
That's all right.
What happened.
Yes.
Now, right. What happens is everything's tied into the registry. So if you have a registered car, like say you rent a car, oftentimes what will happen is you go through, they bill the rental company, and then the rental company charge you credit card.
I hate that. That happens to me all the time. I always forget to ask when I'm renting the car if there's Easy Pass. Florida?
Yep.
With those, whatever that is that down there, like they have, they don't have Easy Pass, they have Sun Pass.
Yep.
I see the thing in the car, so I'm like, oh, good, I'm covered, and I'm not covered. Like, and then there's, it's not even like I'm so naive. It's just there'll be a traffic line. I'm like, I'll just go through the, I've got the tag here. I'll just go. It's not activated.
So, Bill, the bottom line here is the question I have is, if I don't use the transponder and I'm in my normal car, will they charge my Easy Pass account because it's linked, or will they not and just send me a bill?
No, I believe they send you a bill.
Okay.
It's a separate invoice. It's
gotcha.
That's why they charge you a service fee, because they have to, you know, mail the paper, et cetera, and stuff like that. The thing is they've had this technology for a long time. They could have done this years ago. But the problem that they encountered was the state-to-state agreements, mutual agreements, on how they were going to charge and such. And it was only until a couple of years ago or so where all of the states, because Pennsylvania has it, New York has it, Massachusetts, New Jersey, all of them have the Easy Pass. And once they all kind of came to an agreement, then they were able to basically rip down all the toll booths, you know, and put all the, it's what they call TMBs, they're like toll, I forget exactly what they call, but it's the metal rods that go across above your head that's actually collecting the information.
Yeah.
Everything's going to technology now. I don't know if you guys ever seen the signs like, you know, exit 42, 30 minutes away. You ever see those signs, anything like that?
Yes.
Do you know how those work?
No. Bill, I mean, I can barely stand Sal asking this question. I mean, I don't know. Can we find out another time? I mean, I don't know. Like, what do you have? What do you have for us here?
Well, just quickly, what it does is the first sign that you see that says 30 minutes to wherever that destination is, that's taking the data from your Bluetooth on your cell phone.
Sure.
It records what time you get there, what time you get to that actual destination, and it takes everybody that does it and has an average.
That's
the data.
That's how GPS works.
That's exactly how you're driving, and it tells me how long to get to an exit is. Bill, I appreciate it, and I have to say, state to state, didn't we all know our forefathers would have a problem with this when they came up with the Democratic Republic, that, you know, when they had to go in state to state for Easy Pass tolls would be the issue. Thank you.
Thank you, Bill. Okay. I just thought of a Bill's question for you.
Thank you.
Is this an appropriate time? Is it too soon to ask
no
a Bill's question?
There is no more appropriate time than right now, I think, after that.
After yesterday. I mean, you know who's mad right now? Paul.
Paul Hamilton?
Because every time Paul comes on, Bulldog makes fun of Paul for like hijacking the show and taking it somewhere. And Paul's listening right now going, why do I get in trouble for doing that? Hang on. Here's Dave with us. Hello, Dave.
Hey, what's going on? I got something for sale. I don't know if he uses or if you use the Easy Pass on the Grand Island Bridge a lot, but I do. I use it almost every day.
That's how this conversation started. Yes, I do.
Okay. So they have the commuter with the Easy Pass. The commuter charges you 25 cents each time you cross instead of the dollar or 95 cents because you get to reduce. But you have to use at least five. They charge you a minimum of $5 a month. So get on your account and change it to the commuter pass.
Okay. I don't go over that much, but I've happened to go over each of the last 2 days, which is how this started.
Yeah, maybe you make the investment. Thank you, Dave. Maybe you make the investment.
And then go visit you.
And then you make a commitment to come up.
Come up and go see you.
Or anybody. Restaurants, Fantasy Island, you know, the usual attractions.
I do like to go to the falls, hang out.
Okay, speaking of going places. Dun, da, da, da. Okay, speaking of going places, do you have the Bill schedule memorized yet?
Memorized? No. I can come pretty close.
You think you and I could figure out like a guess and it would, you think it would be right if we did? Do you think you and I, like, right now, we're tasked with what is the Bills schedule from memory? And, like, you and I come up with a guess. Would it be right?
I think we would get something wrong. I don't think
you
we
do?
Could, I don't think know if we could go 17 for 17.
Okay, let's try.
Okay. Do we have to come up with a date or just week one, week two, right?
I don't need dates.
Okay.
We can do that if have to, but we shouldn't. I don't think we have
I'm just going
to
use my...
There's one game that's not on a Sunday afternoon.
Okay, here we go. We know week one is at Baltimore.
Mm-hmm. That's right. That's what I think. I agree.
Two is against the Chargers.
I believe you're being truthful.
At home. Now, I'm actually... I have to remember...
At Minnesota, at Green Bay.
Okay, good, because I was going to confuse those two a little bit.
At Minnesota, at Green Bay. Then it's Tennessee here, do you think? Week five?
Bye weeks late,
week 11 or 12 in there. Tennessee here week five, and then at...
Tennessee here week five.
You think so?
Well, I'm trying to think there are only two afternoon games on the
two
first
home
month,
games.
Two home afternoon games.
Tennessee, I think it's Tennessee, and then it might be at Houston. How does that sound?
Okay, that sounds good to me. I'm trying. What week is the Monday night game? Do you know what week that is?
I think it's week eight.
Week eight. Okay, so that would be at New England against New England home.
Yeah. So what's week seven?
So week seven.
Indy?
Is Indy. Yes, I believe at Indy.
So then we have New England here week eight.
Yep.
How about Chicago after that? Week nine, home. Like early November now.
Sounds good. When is the bye?
Later. It's either the next week or the week after that.
I know.
And I'm going to the Jets here now, right?
Okay, so I think the bye then. Okay, that's right. That's right. I think you got the Jets week 10.
Away.
That's November 11th. I know that's Veterans Day.
Are you sure about that?
Yes.
Okay, then we're in great shape here.
Then the bye is the following week because I'm going to Vegas that weekend.
All right, week 11 is the bye.
The following week is Jacksonville at home because it's Halloween. It's Thanksgiving weekend.
Great job. I didn't have that.
Okay.
Then how about at Miami?
That would make sense. Miami is that weekend. That is right, after Jacksonville. I know for sure.
And then Detroit here.
At Miami. Detroit.
I think if we're to week 14.
Now we got 15, 16, 17 left.
I'm putting Detroit here 14.
Okay.
Does that sound
right? Yep.
And then week 17 is Miami here.
Yep.
So I still have the Jets here and at the Patriots in there. I don't know the order.
And
let's say New England is the Christmas week. Let's say New England is 16.
I think that's right anyway.
Would that be three home games in a row? Miami, Detroit, Jets? No.
The first one
is at Miami.
Correct.
All right, that's my guess.
This is what we have, 1 through 17. At Baltimore, Chargers here. At Minnesota, at Green Bay, Titans here. At Texans, at Colts. Patriots here Monday night. Bears here. At Jets, bye. Jaguars here. At Dolphins, Lions here, Jets here. At Patriots, Dolphins at home. How did we do?
Is it right, Joe, or do I have to look? I had face down here. I had a schedule tag. And let's see what the mistake is.
Did we flip? It can't be Chicago and... Did we flip?
We flipped the Jets and Lions. In December. That's it. Right?
Very nice.
The Jets are week 14 home, then the Lions are 15 at New England, Miami to end it.
Wow, very nice.
All right, good job, Sal.
Good job.
You think you'll know it now? Like, you will not again not know their schedule.
I actually have a little pocket schedule I just grabbed from our golf tournament. I put it and I said, I better have one of these just in case someone asks me.
There you go. We have a tie game in the World Cup. Croatia has tied England in about the 67th minute, 1-1. Winner gets France in the final, what, Sunday? Saturday or Sunday? Sunday. They have a third-place game. Saturday will be the third-place game, then Sunday the final. So we've got another great finish coming up. Questions for Sal, Bill's questions, 803-0550. If you're not listening when he and I talked yesterday about LeSean McCoy, the investigation, the potential consequences. We'll get back into that. Talk some fantasy football today, too. Tyler Dunn coming up. Lots of NFL. Mike Schopen, the Bulldog, with Sal in for Bulldog today. This is WGR.
You know, know, then you look down the road, a potential discipline. Does it come from the Bills? Does it come from the league? Seems like these teams all defer to Roger right now, that he's the one giving out all the discipline. So we'll see what happens. I think we're at this lull in the calendar, which is good and bad. It's good because nothing's really going on. It's bad because these things tend to drag without games or deadlines to make them happen.
That is Andrew Brandt on One Bills Live. What is he, Sports Business Journal? Is that right?
I think that sounds right, yeah. Used to be at the Packers front office.
Also Monday Morning Quarterback.
Monday Morning Quarterback. Thank you, Joe. You just told me that, and I just dropped it. What does that sound like to you? Were you listening to that clip?
I didn't hear the beginning of it.
Part of his point was, without there being games to play, there's no particular rush.
From the league standpoint?
Right. At the same time, they're in camp when?
Two weeks from tomorrow.
So,
I mean, to me, that's, you need to have things buttoned up. I mean, you know, the first thing that's going to happen if LeSean McCoy is at camp is he's going to be inundated with this, the team is, and the questions. If there's no, if he isn't exonerated and cleared and said, people say, hey, he had nothing to do with this, let's move on. There's going to be a lot of questions as soon as he arrives in the campus of St. John Fisher on July 26th. So I think everybody would like to have some sort of resolution on that end.
He'll make one statement about it if it's not buttoned up.
Right.
If that.
That's right.
There'll be one day where he goes, guys, I'm not talking about that at all. Or like they just get the word out to the media that he's not taking any questions about that. Here and there, he might still get one or two, and then he'll have to say, I'm not talking about that, right? That's probably
That's right.
what happens here.
That's right. And look, I mean, during OTAs and minicamp, LeSean is a special player on the team. He's treated kind of like quarterbacks are, which are they only talk at a certain time when the team makes them available. A lot of guys we can just go up to and chat. You know, if I want to talk to Lorenzo Alexander, I can just basically go up to him and say, do you have a minute? And yeah, it's not a big deal. But guys like LeSean, it's pretty much on the team's schedule. He can choose to do that, but they generally don't do that because he's so in high demand for a lot of people on a normal basis. So something like this, I think, would ratchet that up, and he would be pretty well protected, and they would say he's not talking until maybe something is resolved or wait till next week or something like that.
Yeah, he'd probably have a kind of a tough time answering questions about this if camp were to open right now.
Mm-hmm.
Because you've got the woman's lawyer saying that she was attacked by someone who wanted to get jewelry of his from her. And he has sued her about it already. So is McCoy really going to represent? Like, I know yesterday in a short statement online, he said, I have had no direct contact with these people for months. Is he really going to tell you that he doesn't know anything about how that could have happened at his own house? Like, if he doesn't, he'd be outraged, and there would be, you would hear him say that, or what? I mean, is he going to really tell you that? I guess it depends on what you believe, maybe.
The latest today, by the way, in case people don't know, LeSean McCoy has hired a prominent defense attorney in Atlanta, somebody who's very well known in Atlanta. But there has not been any official statements necessarily from his end other than what you read yesterday, what we reported yesterday, and what he posted on his Instagram account. All the statements, anything that's coming out right now, has all been from the accuser's side and her lawyers and things like that, which is including what you just talked about. The NFL does have, though, Mike, they do have a policy where if they're investigating something and the investigation isn't wrapped up, they can put a player on the exempt list, that commissioner's exempt list, until they're comfortable with their findings, if you will. So, yeah, we're not saying you're guilty of anything, mm-hmm. but until we know, we don't really want this person involved in football activities. I have no idea if this would apply in this case, but I'm sure some people would say this would be the kind of case where that would apply if we get 2 weeks down the road and we're still having the same kind of questions we have today.
Yeah, I would agree with that. I don't know what the standard is either.
I don't know
for that, but
they do have that exempt list, and it's pretty much kind of at the commissioner's discretion, where they says, "Hey, we're investigating this. We don't know. We don't want to accuse you. We don't want to say you're guilty. And we don't want to clear you because we don't know. So we're going to put you on the exempt list. And as soon as that's all done, you can come back to playing football. And I don't know what and who qualifies for, I shouldn't say who, everybody does, but what would qualify for that list. But it's something to monitor over the next 2 weeks.
Yeah, there should be an arrest at some point, maybe before 2 weeks go by.
I also haven't heard, and maybe Joe or Kyle or someone in there who's been on top of the updates today and things like that can tell me, maybe you can. I have not heard of any suspect at all even being mentioned, even if not by name. Like, hey, no, we have a suspect, or there's a person of interest. Even that hasn't happened yet, from what I've been able to look at.
Yeah, I don't know how they do that. They, you know, sometimes they just
arrest
the arrest.
Right? Yeah.
So I don't know. Well, if that happens, or if the Bills even beforehand expect that to happen, then I asked you yesterday, like, do they make a move? They will want another running back on the roster. Maybe they go big. Maybe they go small. Like, we'll see. But either way, they would get somebody. Like, if McCoy were to miss, what, training camp, wouldn't they bring someone in?
I don't think they would, unless they thought maybe that would go beyond that and into the season and they needed someone. Because here's the way I compare it to, and forgive the comparison because obviously we're talking about a very serious issue. But from a football standpoint, it's like, what if LeSean McCoy twisted his ankle in the first week and they just didn't know if he'd be ready for week one? Would they really go out and sign somebody? I don't think they would. They would say, we got a stable here. We're just going to go with what we have. And then when he's ready to come back, we'll be fine. We can get by for a game. I think it would have to be for them to really go out and get someone. And by that, I don't mean like some guy who's a
right.
street free agent, no name. I mean a DeMarco Murray and Adrian Peterson, someone like that. For that to happen, I think that would be a signal that they may be a little bit more worried about him missing a lot more than, you know, the tail end of training camp in the first regular season week, let's say.
Well, imagine if McCoy were suspended or put on a list like that for an investigation that includes allegations of child abuse, and then Adrian Peterson were brought in. That'd be ironic.
You know what? That it's not even something I thought about until you just brought that up. That's actually something that probably the Bills would have to think about and not bring him in. I would think that number one on a list like that would be DeMarco Murray. Like a guy that still might be able to play and give you, you know, and carry the ball a lot.
DeMarco Murray is saying just a couple of days ago that there are four or five teams he's
yes.
talking to. So for him, maybe more like Dez, for him, whatever the situation is has to be one where he would expect to play a lot. And this wouldn't be that, at least yet.
That's correct.
That this only becomes that if McCoy just almost like suspended for the year or something.
And I don't think the Bills reach out to them even in that case. Like they have to wait till that happens from their end as well. Like I said, they're not just going to go, "Hey, we don't know about what LeSean McCoy, let's go invest in DeMarco Murray." I think that would have to be way down the road there.
Right. All right, let's go to the phones. Here is Shaq with us. That is a cool name. Shaq.
Yeah, thanks, sir. My question is if LeSean McCoy is suspended, who do you think should replace LeSean McCoy?
Well, we kind of were just covering that.
Yeah.
It depends on how long he's suspended for. Did you have a different question, too?
Yeah, I also had another question. What do you think the record's going to be if LeSean McCoy is suspended? What do you think the Buffalo record's going to be?
I think it will be the same either way, which is not going to be provable.
I know, right?
But I think running back, you name a running back on any team and ask me what is that team's record with him or with him being replaced, and I'm probably always going to tell you I think it's the same either way. I don't think it matters.
You think that their record would have been exactly the same last year had LeSean McCoy not played at all?
Probably. I mean, exactly
I don't
the
think
same.
I don't think I'd go that far, Mike, but I'm with you pretty much. I don't think it's such a wide, like, you can't say there's a difference between they're going to win 6 without him and 10 with him. I do think that he can account for a win. You know what I mean? Like, there's a game where maybe, like, a goalie steals a game in a playoff series. I think they didn't have LeSean McCoy. They don't win that game. They don't have a guy maybe that made a couple of really big plays to keep third downs alive with his legs and to set them up for field goal position or something like that. So I do think there might be a difference of a game. Let's say a 7-8 win or 8-9 win, I don't think you're talking about more than one.
Can you think of a game like that?
I was trying in my head. If I could think of a game last year specifically,
there was
like that.
There was a play in the Tampa game that a player named Tywan Jones made.
That's right.
That was important. And respectfully, I would say to that argument, well, who was Tywan Jones? Because here's a guy who did exactly what you're talking about, and they won at the end. They won in Miami where McCoy got hurt and had 10 yards in week 17. Mm-hmm. And so he's not even, like, he gets hurt in that game. They have no opportunity to replace him for that game. And it's Marcus Murphy?
Marcus Murphy, yes.
And they won anyway. He went over 100 three times. The opener against the Jets, a team they would probably have beaten with anybody. He went 151 against Oakland, statistically his second best game, yards per attempt, one of his best. He went over 100 at the Chargers, which they lost by 30, and he went over 150 in the snow.
Well, I think there's also, you know, it's so, in football it's different. You have to think about how a team would play the Bills differently. If LeSean McCoy's not on the field for 17 games last year, let's say, there's a way different way defenses might be playing the Bills and not having to worry about that. They already don't have much to worry about in the passing game. Now suddenly, you know, you take him away. So I do think there's a bit of a difference there. So I generally agree with you. I don't think that a running back makes a big win-loss difference in the league. I do think this particular player, though, is good enough that without him on the team, I think you're hard-pressed to really have any defensive coordinator scared of anything you do. And I think that changes the dynamic of a game.
That should make the other running back's job easier.
Because they're not
Because he's not LeSean McCoy.
That's true. But he's also not LeSean McCoy.
That's right, too.
I mean, you know, he doesn't have that talent.
Nick is next. Hello, Nick.
Hi. You guys were just talking about a game that McCoy won for us, or if we didn't have him last year, we probably would have lost it. And I would say the Colts game.
In the snow?
Running back. Yeah.
Frank Gore went for 130 in that game.
I know, but I mean, it was, you know, it was in the overtime, and I don't know if either team would have scored if McCoy wasn't.
You know who won the Colts game for the Bills? The ref that called the pick on Jack Doyle at the end of the fourth quarter.
Yeah, that's true.
That's who won the Colts game for the Bills. All right, but yes, he had yards. You're right. Thanks, Nick. And the winning touchdown.
The game here against the Dolphins that he actually went over 10,000 yards for his career, that game, if I remember right, he was very good. He didn't have a huge day statistically, but he had a rushing touchdown. He had a receiving touchdown. They won by 10 points. I think 8 points. I think he made a difference in that game that maybe some other players they have, they don't do those things with. That wheel route that he ran right out of the backfield. I'm not sure you had a player on the team that would do that and get in that spot and catch that pass. That's the best I could do there.
The question I have is, what would the Bills' record have been if they never handed off last year? I say better. I say there would have been lots of wheel routes and lots of fun pass plays that would have worked out. Tyrod doesn't throw interceptions. Tyrod runs. So if they had gone zero RB for the whole season, what would their record have been? I say better. This is also something we'll never know. And I mean like never, because the Bills are going the other way. They are not going towards spread it out, it seems. McCoy in that game, 20 for 50, but 4 for 46 in a touchdown reception. Do you like him? I say about him as a receiver, just okay. He gets targets. You know, he's the only running back here, right? So he gets targets, but I don't see him as a really good receiver for a back. Do you?
Well, the difference in, I think there's a couple ways you have to look at it. Do I think he's a really excellent, you know, receiver per se, catching the ball? No, I think that there's a lot of guys that are just like him. What I think the difference is, though, when he catches the ball in space one-on-one, there are very few people who can make the first man miss like he can, and that's why you put him in that position. He comes out of the backfield, you say, I have him on a linebacker. You get him the ball, he's going to make that guy miss much more often than another guy to get that extra 4 yards maybe for a first down. That's why he's so valuable in the passing game.
We'll have Warren Sharp tomorrow. We'll be on from Harbor Center tomorrow. I didn't tell you that, by the way, Sal. I don't know if you know that.
Are we at Harbor Center, you and I?
11-day power play.
Okay.
And we'll have Warren Sharp on at 4, and a couple of things about him come to mind for this conversation we can ask him. One is yards before contact. Like, where are the Bills in this? The offensive line probably gets worse, but we don't know yet. And the quarterback will be different. So a lot is up in the air.
The offensive coordinator to me is a big thing.
And the coordinator,
here, yeah.
That's right. And maybe eventually the running back. But yards before contact would be interesting here. And one thing Warren, I think, I would say has unearthed about the NFL is how, in my mind, the word is dumb, teams are down in distance, run, pass. And one example that comes right to mind for me is second and eight. Second and long. When teams, or second and 10 is the better example. When teams throw incomplete on first down, they run on second down a lot. Because what? You got to have balance, and you also don't want to hear on your drive home on the radio, why didn't you run on that play? Why did you abandon the run, right? Like you hear that. It rings in my ears from hosting post-game shows. So what do coaches do? They don't abandon. They don't want to be criticized for that. So they run on second and 10. And percentage-wise, it's just about the worst thing you could do in the NFL. Because what you're probably going to get to is third and passing anyway. So you might as well try two plays to get the first down instead of one. We'll talk to him tomorrow, Big Mind in football. Scott Fish on Friday with some fantasy. And he's unique in the fantasy world as far as I know. Like he uses fantasy football to raise money. Toys for kids.
That's cool.
$30,000 last year with Fantasy Cares. People playing fantasy football and donating, and that money went to kids. And pretty cool guy. I've never talked to him, but we lined him up for Friday.
Speaking of donating and raising money, I made an interesting investment, which I normally don't do, that I'd like to ask you if you think it's a good and wise investment when we come back.
I'll be ready. I mean, I
came prepared today to fill this July 11th time.
Yes. Tyler Dunn coming up at 4. Mike Shope with Sal Capaccio in for Bulldog on WGR.
Here's a chance for you to win a pair of tickets to see Lynyrd Skynyrd this Friday, July 13th at Darien Lake Amphitheater. That's at 6 p.m. Minimum value is $60. Courtesy of Live Nation, we'll take callers 5 and 6 at 644-9878. General contest rules apply. Tickets are on sale at livenation.com.
Frank Gore's name came up last segment. And there was a report yesterday that Miami plans on using Frank Gore. He's there. And so they are one of several, if not many, NFL running back depth charts that are really kind of confusing. I mentioned Detroit yesterday, talking with Kevin Payne of RotoWire. Here are the Dolphins. So look at them. They have Drake, who was nice for them. Typical NFL fashion, right? They had another guy, Williams, last year after Ajayi kind of went away and then
that
was traded.
That Drake is everywhere.
The Drake. Got to love the Drake. So they had Williams over Drake. Adam Gase, right? Big mind in football, big offensive mind. He had Damian Williams over Kenyon Drake. Williams gets the call after Ajayi goes down or is traded and isn't really that productive. And then Drake comes in and wow. Like he didn't even know, right? He didn't even know what he had. And we're talking about McCoy and his value. Teams don't even give, on a team that has LeSean McCoy, do the backups get a chance to show what they can do? They get token looks in the preseason that mean nothing because of McCoy's status and his money. And Ajayi wasn't even that, but this is the Dolphins. So Drake gets a chance. Was it the Oakland game? I'm not sure. Drake gets a chance, and he goes off. And so, you know, look at the Dolphins. Like, look how happy they are. Then this year, they sign Frank Gore, Sal, and draft Kalen Ballage out of Arizona State. I don't know how that adds up. There are a lot of teams like this right now trying to figure out their depth chart. I mean, for me, Drake is a guy I'm not really drafting because it's kind of confusing, and I don't know. Like, do you need to have Kenyon Drake on your team? Can you find somebody else?
I'm sure you can find somebody else.
And so Gore, we do a league, you, me, and Joe are in a league that drafts before the Super Bowl, the day before the Super Bowl, February 6th. And I just looked up Gore in that league, and he was chosen that day, even though we didn't know then, like with a lot of guys, which team he would be on.
He has had a remarkable career, really. I mean, and I say that because not the blowing away stats, but he's been so consistent for so long. Really, that's what is amazing at that position. And the way he runs, he doesn't run like LeSean McCoy. You know, he runs, he takes pretty good beating and pounding on his body, and he is a really, really fun player to kind of think about and what he's done in this league and the fact that he's going to go to the Hall of Fame someday.
I know you had a question for me. Can it wait?
Sure.
I'm going to build a trivia question for later about Frank Gore.
Okay. I like it.
Because he has done a thing that I think not that many guys have done.
Ooh.
By his longevity. He was drafted in 2005.
Yeah, I mean, that's amazing. Average NFL career is about 3.5 years. This guy's been playing at that position at that level for 13 years.
Right, going into his 14th year now with the Dolphins. New with the Dolphins. Yeah. All right, Tyler Dunn coming up. LeSean McCoy questions, general NFL questions with our buddy Tyler Dunn. That's next. Mike Schopen, the Bulldog, with Sal in today. This is WGR.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.